UK police tell public, report hateful behaviour even if it isn't a crime, you don't even need evidence. By Jack Montgomery on October 20, 2019. British police have marked Hate Crime Awareness Week with a series of childish online cartoons urging the public to report hateful behaviour even if it isn't a crime, offering assurances that you don't even need evidence. The cartoons, featuring exclusively white racists targeting non-white people, women in hijabs, and so on, were shared over the course of the week by Devon and Cornwall police, which was recently exposed as having had to sack a number of constables, special constables, community support officers, and support staff for sexual misconduct. The cartoons appear to be aimed at people of limited intelligence, with one featuring a woman with a North American accent narrating an angry white man going into a greengrocer and becoming enraged by an apple placed among other fruit. "This is John. John doesn't like apples and seeing them sold with other fruits upsets him," she explains, as John first shouts at the fruit and then physically attacks it. "This behavior seems ridiculous, but would it be any stranger like this?" she asks, cutting to John screaming at the shopkeeper because he is black. The cartoon also shows a white man ripping off a Muslim woman's hijab and punching her to the ground, and an elderly white driver refusing to let the black shopkeeper from before board a bus. "If you observe or experience any threatening or hateful behavior, even if it isn't a crime, you should contact the police," the narrator instructs. Another cartoon shows a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white girl at a kindergarten, which do not exist in Britain's mainstream education system, approaching a boy of Middle Eastern appearance and telling him, "Stop playing with those toys, you're going to make the toys dirty like your skin," in a strange accent, prompting him to burst into tears. The girl then explains to her concerned teacher that her father says that we should not play with people like him because they are different. Still another cartoon shows a computer-generated blob person who is sad after receiving hateful messages such as "Your shade of blue makes me feel sick. And you're so gay and annoying." The blob person is then helpfully informed by a disembodied voice that there are so many ways to report a hate crime, and you don't even need evidence. Not all the cartoons are race-themed, however, with one focusing on a tomato person going to a nightclub, who is laughed at by the aubergine and broccoli bouncers because their ID card shows they have changed gender from fruit to vegetable and back again several times before settling on NA. The tomato person then calls the police, receiving help from a blueberry officer with a mustache and a helmet bearing a rainbow badge. The fact that Devon and Cornwall police only featured white people being racist hints that they, or their video makers, may be inclined to agree with left-wing academics who believe it is not possible to be racist towards white people, because racism requires power plus privilege and, according to this worldview, only white people have those things. But this is not the legal position in Britain, and racially aggravated crimes against white people are supposed to be treated as such. Indeed, the left-wing press had to report official research showing that a majority of recorded race attack victims were white as long ago as 1999. Anti-white hate crime is likely undercharged, however, as, for example, the courts have resisted treating the industrial-scale sexual grooming and rape of mostly white girls by mostly Muslim men of Pakistani heritage as racially aggravated. A recent case in which a teenager had his hand cut off in Rochdale by a mob which abused him and three others as white bastards who were in their country was also not treated as racially aggravated, suggesting that the bar for authorities to concede that crimes against white people are racist is set rather high. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.